Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, August 14th. I'm Emily Kwong, and my guest this morning is Lynn Brandon. She is the Parks and Recreation Manager for the city. Lynn, it's so good to have you this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thanks. It's great to be here.
The first thing I should say to you is congratulations. I hear you have a new position in Sitka. So what will you be moving into?
Well, I am the new executive director of Sitka Trailworks. I'm following Deborah Lyons, who is retiring, and she's accomplished a great deal and been very successful with Sitka Trailworks. So I'm going to have to fill some big shoes, but I've worked very, very closely with Deborah over the last 13 years, and I always say we've been sort of joined at the hip because Trailworks partners with all local agencies, and the city is one of them. And so we've enjoyed working together all those years.
Yeah, two very powerful, influential, very cool women. I am wondering what brought you to Sitka. What has been your role in the community in your time here?
Well, I'm actually a park management degree holder from Colorado State University. So I came up here originally to work for the National Park Service and then worked for the Forest Service. And I was a state park ranger here for 7 years and took off a little time to raise my two boys, Gavin and Kevin, and then came back to the city and have worked there for 13 years. So I'm a diehard recreation believer, and in particular in trails. So I'm really excited about the opportunity to move over to Sitka Trailworks.
What in particular about this job are you most excited about?
Well, I've been working, I believe in trails and walkability, and quite a bit of what I've been doing at the city is to improve walkability. And in particular, I have an interest in accessible walking opportunities that provide benefit for the greatest number of Sitkans. Way back when, in the late 80s, I worked with the Forest Service to develop the Stargavin Recreation Area. And it's pretty much accessible, and that's the Forest and Muskeg and Estuary and Mosquito Cove Trail System. And so I've kind of wanted to continue to move forward to provide, you know, that sort of recreational opportunity. So the Cross Trail is another multimodal, multi-use trail, and the Seawalk is also a nice, you know, easy walking thing. And then the Sawmill Creek projects along Sawmill Creek, you know, provide a lot of people the opportunity to get out and exercise and be healthy and enjoy the outdoors. And so that's been a real prime goal of mine throughout my career here in Sitka. So,
and what would you say in your job as the Parks and Rec Manager for the city you're most proud of? Having worked for so many years for the city, what is the thing that...
Well, early on, I had the opportunity to work with other community groups. I mean, the Sitka Parks and Rec does everything from ball fields to playgrounds to, you know, parks and grounds and cabins and shooting ranges. But the thing that I saw as being a void, and what was in the plan, was to build a skate park for the community. So I banded together with volunteers, and we cobbled together numerous grants and built that facility, which is, you know, for maybe a different kind of kid, you know, not the sports team, you know, parent-supported kids always, but anybody can go use that facility and develop their skills. And we were kind of on the leading edge when skating wasn't really even considered an acceptable thing. So I worked with a group of kids, believe it or not, who were skaters. One is currently on this assembly now.
Who's that?
Stephen Eisenbeis.
Awesome.
And did a lot of fundraising and grant writing and develop that facility.
Have you ever sat by the skate park and watched kids skateboard and rollerblade? And
yes, I've had some really rewarding experiences talking to the kids down there that, you know, they, that's, you know, who they are is skaters, and it gives them a, you know, a sense of their identity and gives them an active outlet, and it's quite rewarding to see. And that, and a similar sort of project was the Kimsham Ballfield projects too, where we worked with groups of volunteers, did, you know, everything from fundraisers at the Elks to, you know, and wrote a lot of grants and got that land. It used to be a landfill. I don't know if you knew that, but it was a landfill. So we converted a landfill into something that was really usable by the community. So those have been two very rewarding projects to.
You sound almost like a Parks fairy godmother. You're walking into these spaces that are completely inappropriate for the vision in your head, and
it was the community vision.
Community vision,
and it was all built on plans. These were recreation plans that the community had bought into, and it's the same with Sitka Trail Works.
Okay,
Sitka Trail Works is based on a community plan that everybody has said yes. That is what we want as a community. Mm. It's not. We're just the facilitators.
I see. So you're doing a lot of the listening and helping people.
Yeah, listening to the community, facilitating these projects getting done. And it's not about us. Yeah. We just are the ones that rally the resources to make things happen. So we're the conduit for the community to get stuff done.
What in that position has been a challenging or a learning point for you?
Well, you know, it's always challenging working within government and you know, having limited resources, whether it be, you know, maintenance staff or money for deferred maintenance, because, you know, parks and recreation usually falls at the last on the list of funding. So there's been ups and downs in you know, being able to maintain our current level of staff, but we've been fortunate. We've finally added, you know, an additional position, even though our facilities and what we do as in city parks has gotten quite a bit larger. You know, we were really scrambling for a lot of years to try to keep up, and it'll still remain a challenge to do that.
I want to talk to you about Sitka Trail Works, but first ask, what do you know what the future of your position is with the city, that actual position?
Well, currently, the position could change, and so they're waiting, because we've got organizations and agencies shedding recreation at a rapid rate. So the administration at the city is trying to assess how you know, community schools or potentially state parks, how that may impact the city before they refill the position, because it might take some sort of restructuring or, you know, rewrite on the position. But it's my hope that it continues to be a funded position, because it's really a necessary component within a parks department, is to have somebody that does the administration part of it.
So you will begin your new position as executive director of Sitka Trail Works this month, mid-month. No, mid-next month.
Yes.
Mid-September. You're like, whoa, I've got more to do. And I'm wondering if you could give us an update on the Cross Trail project. That is kind of something that Sitka Trail Works has been working on very recently. And
The city's been working.
And
that
city
is
too.
A city project.
Right, right.
And we just have this great working relationship with Sitka Trail Works. So what we're trying to accomplish via city/Sitka Trail Works is the completion of Cross Trail 4-5, Phase 4-5, by no later than the end of November. So what the public will be able to see is what's being worked on right now is called the Baranoff Street Connector. So the Cross Trail will begin at Baranoff Street now, essentially, but it's actually a connector that goes up to the main trail. So the purpose of that is to get the Cross Trail into downtown And so people will be able to, you know, walk even from the cruise ships up to the cross trail, and then it'll be closer into the core of downtown. So we're really excited about the addition of that yeah. particular segment of the cross trail.
And I saw on the Sitka Trailworks website that the city received a Federal Lands Access Program grant award that you wrote to mm-hmm. help. And I'm wondering, what's your secret to great grant writing when it comes to Parks and Rec? I mean, you've been doing it for so many years.
Well, I know each grant or type of grant requires a person that knows the language. Mm-hmm. So I know recreation language. And, you know, recreation really has a huge economic impact on our community. And that's what people come here for. And it is, you know, McDowell did a survey once that said quality of life is like the number one reason people live here. So you take all of this information and you spin it into basically a sales pitch that is about the value of recreation, you know, both to people's, you know, mental and physical health, and also to our visitor industry. So, so we're going to continue to do that the next phase of the cross trail too.
Lynn, I have one more question for you, which is what new initiatives and recurring initiatives at Sitka Trailworks are you most excited, and new things you want to add? I know they've been leading so many great weekend hikes and hikes this summer, and any new projects that you can kind of preview?
Well, the mission of Sitka Trailworks is to create, maintain, and promote trails. So my background also is in environmental education, and I just think there's a lot of other opportunities to collaborate with either the health aspects of hiking trails, or the other thing I want to try to do is draw in more young children into the trail system. And so, you know, we may have some change-ups in the hikes based upon, you know, different themes, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
There'll be not just hikes, but there'll be opportunities for some sort of level of educational component. So that's something I'm thinking about. And, of course, it'll have to be board initiated and approved. But
Well, best of luck to you and for coming in. Lynn Brandon is the Parks and Rec Manager of the city and the new Executive Director of Sitka Trailworks. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.